Right now, it's good to welcome in Michael Baldwin, and we're going to speak this morning about the Sharon Playhouse. Michael, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
and I want to take a moment and just thank you, having just heard your announcement about Weebatuck. Thank you, as a community member, for keeping us all informed and connected during this challenging time. Well, I can't tell you the number of times my mom or sisters have said, what is Marshall saying about it? So we appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much, Michael. Well, you've got quite a career that has been unfolding for yourself. You've been a real busy guy, as a matter of fact, teaching, acting, direct—you name it. Let's all go back for a second. First of all, let's make the announcement that I know, because this was put up on Facebook yesterday. People want to know what was the announcement you're going to make. So, what is that announcement with you and the Sharon Playhouse?
Yeah, so I'm so excited to share that I am joining the staff of the Sharon Playhouse in a new role, which is the director of education and associate artistic director. So I'm going to be joining the fabulous trio of Alan, Robert, and Wendy to really focus on expanding all of the educational programming that we have underway. And I could not be more excited for this new venture in my life and for the Playhouse.
Now, it's interesting, remind people how you first got interested, first of all, in acting, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Well, so I auditioned when I was little. You know, I just was bitten by the bug, and I said, "Mom and Dad, I want to be an actor." And they said, "Okay, well, there's TriArts. Let's see what they have." And I auditioned there, and I did some TriArts shows, and actually the first professional show that I was in was at the Sharon Playhouse. At that point, it was called Sharon Stage. And I was 10 years old, and I was in a new play with Lucy Arnaz by Joyce Carol Oates. And I will never forget being 10 and just being absolutely struck by the magic and the power of theater. You know, seeing all of these people come together on stage and off, tech theater people, directors, you know, publicity, everything, all coming together to tell our community a story. And I just said, oh, wow, that's what I want to do with my life. So I haven't shaken it for, you know, almost 30 years, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
What's great about that story is it doesn't matter what age you are. I was first really exposed by, once again, before TriArts at the Sharon Playhouse, to Music Man. And mm-hmm. I was, as long as I'd been in radio, I had never seen anything as energetic, as team-oriented, as much work. I mean, I don't think people understand that when I did that on top of my normal work day, I was almost 40 hours a week preparing for the show. And it's something when I did it, I always wanted to do it. I did it and I got it out of my system and I said, my God, my appreciation for the people that are involved in the arts are amazing, simply because it's such a competitive and industry. But second of all, what you've done is you've taken that initial exposure, you've turned it into teaching, to acting. I mean, you really have done things over the past 25, 30 years that have made you an incredibly well-rounded person in theater and theater arts in general.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. And your testament and your words about what theater meant for you and what you experienced being involved is really what I'm all about. You know, theater is a labor of love. It is so much work. I'm going into the Playhouse today alongside Robert, Alan, and Wendy, and where, you know, I'm going to be painting and treating the ramp on our scene dock. It's not all about, you know, the fun that happens on stage. It's a lot of work to make a nonprofit arts organization run, but it matters. And we all care about it so deeply. And we see, especially during this challenging time, and especially with young people, how necessary and important the arts are. And so for me, actually being a product of the Sharon Playhouse's mission statement as a teaching theater, being that person that grew up having access to do some shows. I'm so thrilled to be back and to just pour my focus into expanding and engaging with the community and schools in ways that we can offer even more arts education to young people in our community.
We're speaking with Michael Baldwin, who's the new director of education at the Sharon Playhouse. And one thing that the guys, turn of events at the Sharon Playhouse, and mm-hmm. and the management staff and the board have done is they have returned the Playhouse to be a teaching experience, but also not only a teaching experience, but a learning experience that includes local men, local women, young kids, senior citizens, mm-hmm. all mixed in with people that are professionals. And the end product that comes out is entertainment for the area, but the other experiences that go along with it, and it all starts basically with the education that you're going to program, that you're going to do, is what makes now, once again, a Sharon Playhouse that uniquely special place that it is.
Yeah, exactly, Marshall. And we're so excited. Right now, what I can tell you is that we have classes that are offered for kids, teens, and adults. So go to SharonPlayhouse.org and sign up for classes. They start at the end of November and run through the second or third week of December. And we have a lot of really exciting things in line and in the works for the new year. This challenging virus that we have is not going to hold us back. And we're digging in our feet and looking for even more possibilities to share the arts with our community.
Now, out of all the things that you've done, I would have to say that I know you love acting, and I know you like that portion of it. But this must be really also a special part, because if you harken back to when you were 10 and you started out, you play an important role in young people getting interested in a career that maybe was only in the back of their minds, but now you can put it in the forefront, and you can start it at a very early age, which makes it easier for these children and students to go on through high school and into college, stay associated with this, and see if they can turn it into a career.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people think, you know, doing theater as a kid is fun because you do a show and it's entertaining, and, you know, you can get up on stage and sing a song or make people laugh. And that is a huge part of what it is. But it is so much more. It's about building skills. It's about public speaking. It's about learning to work together. You know, a lot of my graduate work was in arts integration, which is how we can use the arts as a tool for teaching. And right now, you know, the arts can teach social and emotional learning in ways that other subjects can't, in my opinion. And so the arts can teach you and help you practice the muscle of empathy, what it is like to be someone else. And I just think our world can use, we all need to keep exercising that muscle at this point in time. So it's an exciting thing, both on site at the Playhouse and in our community at schools and beyond. I'm so excited to say, hey, how can we use the arts as a tool to educate and foster the next generation?
Well, especially, Michael, the performing arts, because if you like sports, I like sports. I was never good enough to really participate on a big level, but I was always on minor league teams and everything. But what I found out, first of all, at my age when I did this, I was well along. I was well into my 30s, but I found out that performing arts, you form a team. Everybody mm-hmm. pulls for one another. There's mm-hmm. the variety of people, the different people that are there, from race, from ethnicity, from age, from careers, mm-hmm. From income. They all pull together as a team, and before you know it, when the show is over, it really, you have become a cohesive team. And what's really amazing about it is that I know what affected me when it all ended. It was like, wow, this was just an unbelievable learning experience. Yeah, was it fun being on stage? Absolutely. But the friendships I made and what happened during my performance was amazing. And that's what I find so great about this instituting this, because you're bringing in people at a much younger age, and I think they get a just by participating, they get a broader understanding of what they're getting involved in, and their families do as well.
Absolutely. That's, you know, the board and Robert and Alan and Wendy have been so incredible in saying, seeing over the past 3 years our youth theater grow, and saying there is a real need and want in this community for us to do more educational programming. And so kudos to the board of directors for saying, okay, even at this challenging time, we're gonna make a position that is devoted to that. And so I urge people who are listening to go to SharonPlayhouse.org and sign up for some classes, and also donate. Keep supporting the theater. It's not a done deal. We are going to be working hard to survive this time, but we're doubling down on our efforts to serve the community in new and different and exciting ways.
Michael Baldwin, who is the new director of education at the Sharon Playhouse, congratulations once again. People want more information, whether you are a student and you want more information, or you're a parent and you want more information about how your children and family members can participate. SharonPlayhouse.org. Congratulations, Michael, and obviously we'll be speaking to you much more in the future.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Marshall. It was a pleasure talking to you this morning.
All right, take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Michael Baldwin here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, SharonPlayhouse.org.